Joining us now by phone, as he does every Saturday, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Just wonderful.
Okay. Did you get the chill of yesterday morning?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know Grand Portage reported a temperature of a mid-20s,
So
I thought maybe you'd be too close to the lake to have that same temperature there, but it was chilly, wasn't it?
It was.
The whole month of May, we're winding down now. The whole month of May has been about 3 degrees cooler than normal. Now, that could change in the last couple of days, but I doubt it. The highest temperature of the month came way back already on the 11th when we had 75 degrees. And usually we get an 80 degree somewhere in the month of May, but not so this year. We are also again forecasted to have some more rain later this afternoon and again on Monday. If that happens, it will bring our total up a little bit more, but we're still considerably less than normal. During the night, we had a beautiful shower, nice and steady, nothing really heavy, just a nice continuous shower. We only recorded about a quarter of an inch, but that quarter of an inch got gobbled up by the plants, and boy, they're just greening right in front of your eyes. It's just amazing. The trees coming out with leaves right now, the last trees, the last of the way the forest greens, it greens from the bottom up, and the last trees to get the leaves are the big trees, the oaks, the maples, and the basswoods. Especially the oaks. They are a little slow in getting their leaves to open, but they are opening now. And to have that happen the end of the May is pretty normal, a little bit behind normal. I'd say the no more than 5 days or so behind normal, but it's a little bit behind normal. Nothing like last year, of course, but last year was so much earlier than normal. Anyway, it is quite a spectacular sight to see. We are also getting into the second batch of the spring wildflowers. The first batch of the spring wildflowers are those 20 or so that are sun-loving. They need to have the sunlight. They take advantage of the sunlight before the leaves come out on the tree, and they grow fast, and they bloom fast, and they fade fast. And that batch is pretty much on its way down now. There's still plenty out there. I saw lots and lots of trilliums this week, but they are on their way down. The second batch is more of the shade-tolerant group, and they're starting to put out some really beautiful blossoms now. I saw baneberry and starflower, which are two examples of that. I saw them in bloom yesterday, and I'm sure now in the next week or so there will be plenty more of those coming out. In addition to that, on the forest floor, the area that was so filled with the earlier spring wildflowers is being taken over by ferns. Ferns just love this rainy weather, so we'll see what that does for them. Plenty of other movement with migration. We are still getting lots and lots of migrants. The variety of birds is pretty much the same as it was earlier, but there's still the great numbers of them. Wonderful warbler walks I've had this week. I had one day where I saw 22 species in one day.
Yeah.
Now, you can do that in a Duluth area if you go to places like Park Point where they just kind of build up. Well, I didn't go there. I went other places, and I still saw 22 kinds. So you know what I think is doing it is I think the consistent east wind. The consistent east wind is doing it, and what they're doing is they're going to places where they're out of that wind, and they're finding food. The leaves opening up usually coincides with the hatching of the early batch of caterpillars of many, many species, and of course, these warblers feed on those. And so the timing is just right, and you start looking at the new leaves that are coming, and that's where they congregate. And, boy, just a tremendous number of them that are out there. Duluth area has about 26 species of warblers that show up every year. About half of them stick around to nest, and the other ones keep going. I, like many others, try to see all 26. I've got that list, thanks to this morning, up to 24, but I'm still missing a couple. And you can do the 26 if you have a lot of friends who tell you about where the birds are, but I try to find them entirely on my own, which is a little bit more of a challenge. In addition to that, I saw another species of butterfly in the last couple of days. I saw another kind of dragonfly, so they are starting to wake up. We will soon be experiencing the flight of the monarch. Now, monarchs typically arrive around the 1st of June, and we're going to be starting June this week, so they won't be far off. However, I think, like other things, they're going to be a little late this year. Not so much because of our cool weather, but because of the storms that were in the south. Yeah. That slows them down. Also, populations are a little on the way down, and that may also make it a little bit harder to see monarchs. Last year, I didn't see monarchs, despite our early spring, I didn't see monarchs until about the 10th of June. So we may be in for something like that again this time around. We'll have to see. In addition to that, I mentioned last time how this is going to be the week where the small trees put out their blossoms. There are several species of them, and boy, did they do it. Mm-hmm. They are still doing it. The first one is the wild plum. That one blossoms fast and pretty much fades fast, and that's already on its way down. But they were followed by juneberry and pin cherry and elderberry. They're all blooming right now along the roadsides. You never realize how common those little trees are until we have weeks like we had this week where they're just it seems like they're just everywhere. Every roadside has a growth of them, especially the juneberries. Very, very common. In addition to that, now we are starting to have apple blossoms, crab apples starting to show up in yards. And anytime when that happens, the lilacs cannot be far behind. And I saw the first lilac in bloom just 2 days ago. Mm. So, yes, we are in for a terrific time. They say June is busting out, and that's exactly what we're going to see as we end the month. We're also ending with longer days. As of today, 15 and a half hours of daylight. We continue to get longer as we head toward the solstice, but it doesn't get longer very fast. Maybe in your area you will reach 16 hours as we get to around the 20th of June, but mm-hmm. in this area we don't quite make 16 hours. We make about 15 hours and 50 minutes is our longest day, but we're headed toward that end. Yeah, the solstice is only about a little over 3 weeks away.
Wow.
So, yeah. Things are moving along. So have a beautiful holiday weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry.
Sure.
Larry Weber, Weekend Outdoors, 9:30 every Saturday morning on North Shore Weekend.